We've got some fresh new young talent doing some things that I know you haven't heard before.
One, two, three.
Listen.
Welcome to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. Today, I am so excited. I have a lovely friend of mine that we actually met through social media. The power of social media is so huge, and she is just so incredibly knowledgeable. She's a social media expert and coach. She is the owner of Losers to Legends with 1.4 million followers, and she's also a contributor at entrepreneur.com. So we're really excited to chat with her today. Everyone, please help me welcome Miss Sonia Kilji. What's up, girl?
Thank you so much. Gosh, you made me feel like so excited with that intro. Like it was so sweet. So
of course.
You're very good at that. But yeah, thank you. I'm super excited to be here and talking to you and Freddie today.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we're excited to have you. And Alyssa's been singing your praises, and we're really excited to get to know you a little bit. And for our audience too, like, do you have like a, maybe like a 2-3 minute, 4 minute kind of story of kind of like who you are, what you do, and how you got to the point you are today? And then we have some exciting questions that we want to jump in and ask you as well.
Sure. Actually, you know, everyone does come kind of with a background story, and I don't have like your typical rags to riches story, but I do have a story of me not being allowed to be on social media from an ex-boyfriend. Like he just refused to kind of allow me to be on social media, like all through high school, all through college. And eventually I found out why. It wasn't just that he was overprotective, but also because I was getting cheated on and it was happening through social media, and he didn't want me to be in that space to find out.
Gosh.
For me, my first encounter with Instagram is it saved me. I was actually engaged to this guy, so it saved me from making one of the worst decisions of my life, which would have been to go into getting married to someone. So Instagram, that was the first time Instagram changed and literally saved my life. And from there, I just started blogging a little bit because I finally was allowed to kind of be myself and find my voice and, you know, kind of start to play in the social media space. And I started to blog about personal development because obviously following such kind of like a difficult incident, you know, you can either break or you can get better. So I got deep into personal development, and that's when I started my first Instagram page. And to my surprise, it gained traction very quickly. I hit 10,000 followers rather quickly on that. And I was just surprised at the responsiveness and the magnitude of attention that was out there on Instagram when I got started in 2015. Well, that led to so many opportunities, from being featured in multiple publications to being, you know, co-authoring a book, to starting businesses and selling businesses. I mean, all kinds of really phenomenal opportunities took place. And then I partnered with another person that I met through social media. I mean, I meet so many people, including you, Alyssa. Yeah. And that is how I basically got acquired the page that I run now, which is Losers to Legends. And yes, it does have over 1 million followers that we luckily get a chance to inspire daily. So that's kind of a little background on me.
That's amazing. What would you say you contributed your growth with? Do you think it was the timing? It was the content and like authenticity of what you were posting? Was it collaborations? Was it a little bit of everything?
It was everything. So I'm pretty much a super nerd. So whenever I am trying to do anything, like whenever I have a goal in mind, I learn as much as I can possible. I don't just like dabble, I dive in deep. And so as soon as I got a hint of the power of social media, my entire focus for at least 3 years now, and this is just one of my businesses, I have a couple of different businesses, but at least in the social media space, my entire focus has been to understand the algorithms of LinkedIn, understand the algorithms of Instagram, and then understand the algorithms of Facebook, basically really figure out how do these things work from the inside out and kind of growth hack them. So I've kind of learned the science behind it. And more than that, I also come from a background of sales. And when you can when you combine sales and social media and just a natural ability to network with strangers and get along with them, some really cool things can happen in social media for sure.
Wow. What's your favorite platform?
I would have to say Instagram. I'm definitely biased. It's what started everything. But of course, you know, like with anything else, Instagram is dramatically changing. You know, since when I got started in 2015 to now, it's a whole different platform than what it used to be. And growing used to be so much easier than it is now here in 2019. I mean, gosh, it's a whole different game. So Instagram's still my favorite. I think there's always going to be so much emotion attached to that one. But beyond that, my other like weird favorite that people don't often use is called a platform called Quora. So Q-U-O-R-A. And it's a question and answer site. And I don't know how, but I managed to get like 500,000 views with like such little effort on that platform. And there's a lot of attention there. And so people may not have tapped into it, don't kind of realize, you know, how much is happening there basically. But it's definitely caught my attention. And I plan on, just like with Instagram, spending a lot more time there.
You know, what's funny about that platform, I feel like anytime I've Googled stuff in the past, that always
comes up
time after time again.
Yes. And I think that SEO and everything is contributing to the views. And I mean, it's a very well-built platform, I have to say. Like very, very well-built. And I just have to spend a little more time learning it right now. I think I've done good without having learned too much in detail, but that is going to be taking up a lot more of my attention in 2019, along with LinkedIn. Will take a little bit more of my attention in 2019, along with, of course, continuing Instagram and Facebook.
And for somebody who's maybe just starting out, and then, you know, someone like Alyssa and I, who I feel are kind of in the middle, what would be your advice with all your experience for someone who's decided it's 2018, 2019, I'm finally going to jump on the Instagram and Facebook train, and I'm going to build a personal brand? What would be your advice, the best thing to do for someone who's brand new? And then what about people who have some traction, but want to reach a bigger audience? What would be like your recommendation for both of those different categories?
That's a really, really actually phenomenal question, because I think so often people just look at people who have millions and millions of followers and just want to copy them, but you don't realize they've already hit a certain level of traction that's not going to apply to you if you're just starting out. Mm-hmm. So when you're brand new, I think one of the biggest, because I do a lot of coaching. So one of my, so part of like our agency is that we do a lot of coaching of people who are bloggers and business owners on how do you, you know, utilize social media to start and grow a business or to get more followers. And I think one of the biggest things I realize when I'm coaching clients is that one of the biggest issues is a lack of focus. So they want to talk about a little bit of everything. They want to talk about their life, and they want to talk about finance, and they want to talk about personal development, and they want to talk about fashion. And I'm like, dear God, it's all over the place. And I understand that's what you're interested in, but pick a niche, like niche down, get focused, because if you're all over the place with your page, then you're assuming your audience is going to be into kind of all of those things as well too. Whereas if you're running like a category of like two or three different like category or topics, it's a lot easier to know, okay, people will be the target audience. And it's a lot easier to know who your target audience is, basically. So I think niching down, finding your focus is my number one tip for people just getting started. Don't try to talk about everything. Yeah. For people who have more mid-sized accounts, and of course, Alyssa, I've been following your account for a long time. The quality of it is just phenomenal, and your presence is just amazing on there. Don't just depend on Instagram. A lot of people who get some mid-level success with Instagram, you know, they get to like 30, 40, 50,000 followers, maybe 20, 10. And, you know, they just kind of get very comfortable on that one platform, and they want to be Insta famous. Well, here's the thing. Tomorrow things can change, just like we saw with Facebook. And it's going to eventually become a very ads-oriented pay-to-play platform. And if you are just focusing all of your attention on one space, if that account gets hacked, if that account loses gosh, if that account gets hacked, if that account, you know, just gets shut down for whatever reason or anything could possibly happen, you have put all of your eggs in one basket. And after several years of hard work and effort, you will not have anything to show. But if you can use that to start getting people onto Facebook and from Facebook onto YouTube and onto YouTube onto a mailing list, you kind of begin to create this sort of web. And that's where a mid-level influencer really wants to be. You want to have some safety. You don't want to have all of your eggs in one basket. And I think that's the two most common mistakes that I see and the two biggest pieces of advice I can give to those levels.
I love that. That's what we've really been doing. We've been really focusing on where our attention is and giving our audience what they really enjoy. So we've been paying a lot closer attention of like what people are responding to so we can give them more of that. And just a side question on top of that too, is I just feel with Instagram, especially with organic or even paid and Facebook, with the mailing list, like, do you feel building an email list in 2019 is the way to go? Or is there, cause I'm hearing a lot about like text messaging or a way that everyone who can actually, who wants to see your stuff that you can get in front of. Cause if you post on Instagram, yeah, you might have 40,000 followers, but it reaches 8,000 people, you know, or something like that. How all in are you with like email, putting effort into email or other platforms that are up and coming, if there are like text messaging platforms, or some way to connect with the people with, you know, all this noise out there and just so many people? Cause I really do believe we have a big depth with our audience, but even with that depth, I still feel there's so much that even with a push notification on, people aren't able to receive all the posts or the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I think as someone who's a bit younger, maybe, I've always kind of been turned off by email marketing. Like I haven't enjoyed it. I call it my Achilles heel because it's just not something I enjoy at all in the digital marketing space. However, what I can tell you after having, again, been in the space for 3 years and having worked with countless mentors as well as mentored so many people, they're really the difference between people who are making a lot of money on digital and digital marketing and the people who are kind of just in it for fun is whether or not they have an email list. And that sounds crazy. Like it sounds crazy that you can have like a million followers and not make as much money off of that page as you could from like a small email list. But again, despite, you know, horrific open rates now and things going to spam and all of that stuff, like, you know, things have declined with email marketing so much compared to what it used to be. I still can tell you, all of like the million-dollar entrepreneurs that are out there in the online space, and it's okay, maybe not all, but almost 90 to 95% of the ones that I have spoken to, and I've spoken to a lot, and I've worked with a lot, and I've interviewed a lot. It really came down to the fact that they did have a robust email list when it was all said and done. And I was actually working very closely with someone who had over a million followers on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, like every person's nightmare, his accounts got shut down one day. And it didn't impact his income much because he had his email list to fall back on. And that was his insurance policy. So again, I would say that it should be a priority for everyone to capture emails. And there's a lot that you can do with emails other than just emailing people, including uploading that email list into a custom audience on Facebook and retargeting them via ads to a warmer audience. So just in case email marketing itself doesn't work 100%, there's other things you can do with those emails to make them a little more useful, as well as it being an insurance policy.
That's great. And you know, it's crazy because I really do believe in email lists, but I just feel like some people really abuse the emails they send. Like daily, I probably get 20 to 25 different emails just from things I might have subscribed to or whatever it may be. And I just, I feel people kind of lose the personal touch with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are changing and evolving, and email lists will always be there. And it's so smart to do that, because even like you said, reconfiguring that into Facebook ads or whatever it is that you're doing, I mean, that's going to be king always. But do you feel like people currently kind of do abuse all the emailing, like every single day? Like, how often do you think people should be out there contacting their lists if they have one?
So I have seen people, I've seen really phenomenal bloggers and marketers and big time people, send emails every day. And then I've seen people do it once a week and a range in between 2 to 3. I think the average of what I typically see tends to be no less than one email per week, an average of 2 or 3. And there are a few entrepreneurs out there that can get away, and few companies that can get away with daily, but not many that can get away with daily.
Sure.
I know that gives you kind of a broad response, but I would say in the 2 to 3 range per week is typically the sweet spot of what I see. I'm kind of right there with you, Alyssa. I get a lot of really spammy emails. I'm so tired of them. Yeah. And it's hard, you know, when you have a list of, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 plus people, to be very personal. It's so much more generic. It's so much, you lack the intimacy of speaking one-on-one, but it still can be done right. And, I'm trying to think of an example of someone. One marketer that I follow, Neil Patel, I think he does email marketing very well, because every time I open up his email, I'm not just going to get some motivational fluff or fluff. I'm going to get real practical tips and tools that I can use every single day. And I learn something every single time I open his email, and he emails a lot. So if you have, if you are subscribed to people that provide legitimate value, then I think that's the game changer.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, that's so, and I'm really interested too. I think, after the podcast sometime this week or whenever it lines up with the schedule, I'd love to be able to, for me and Alyssa to talk with you and really pick your brain and potentially, you know, hire you or work with you. And I'm real curious about your coaching, and it would just be really cool to kind of like, you know, really take a deep dive in what we have going on. And we would love your expertise on just being able to reach the people that we want to reach in an effective way. And so that's something I'd be really interested in talking to you about. And with that said, seamless segue. How'd your coaching all start? Did it kind of just happen because you were growing and you figured out how to teach and grow accounts, and you decided to do coaching?
Yeah. So for me, you know, like I said, whenever I get into anything, I spend, like, I try to learn everything I can. And so that resulted in me just hours and hours of books, videos, courses consumed, and working with coaches. I think I've spent over 50, maybe close to $55,000 just trying to learn marketing at this point. And, it was kind of around that 50, 55 mark that I was like, hey, you know, I know a little bit, you know, like, I'm not a beginner anymore. And I think I surprised myself a little bit with how much knowledge that was in my database of my head now that that could benefit others. Because I guess what really got me passionate about social media was ever since I was little, and I just had this obsessive desire to be great. And I didn't know what that meant. I just knew I wanted to be someone one day. And I really couldn't define what that meant for me. And when I found social media, it clicked. Because social media wasn't really around when I was a little kid. So as an adult, when I got into it, I realized this is where you can take your name and your passion and you can really make it something. You can make yourself someone and you can monetize it. You can travel the world. You can meet people. You can be published in every magazine. You can get on podcasts and interviews, and you can really be a person of value. And all of a sudden my passion as a child just clicked into place. And then I realized I'm not alone. There's so many people out there with a passion or a dream or a hobby. And I'm not saying to quit your job or your 9-to-5, but if you can get on social media, make enough money to do that, you'll probably be more fulfilled. And even if you can't quit your job, going home and being able to share something you love with the world, can give you a sense of purpose and excitement in your life that would otherwise be lacking. And as I started working with people and I started seeing just this just magical, you know, transformation overcome them once their social media started gaining some traction, I was just hooked to helping more and more people with that. So that's kind of what kind of led me into coaching. And it's not what I do to pay my expenses. I tell my clients that I'm like, you're not what pay my bills. I have other businesses. This business I'm doing 100% for fun. It's what I would do even if I wasn't getting paid because I love it so much. And I think that's when I realized I was onto something too, is because when you can do something for work, which doesn't even feel like work, that's when you've won. And so that's kind of what led me into coaching, short and sweet.
I love that. Well, on that same note of, you know, getting your message out there to the world, you've recently stepped into the speaking arena, and I saw that you're going to be speaking at the Digital Selling Conference, and it's alongside two of your professors. Like, how did that happen? Are you so excited? What's going on?
Yeah. Digital Selling Conference is one that's happening in my hometown, and it just happened just like this, where I was on a podcast, and then the founders asked me to be on the conference, in the conference with them. And it was later on that I realized that the conference also had two of my professors speaking. So two of my marketing and sales professors who I looked up to so very, very much. I mean, they're really phenomenal professors. They know what they've been doing. They've been CEOs of like their own companies and like just are really just inspiring individuals. So I don't know. I graduated, gosh, maybe like what, 5 years ago at this point from college? I don't remember. I think about 5 years ago. And so to think that I could be sharing a stage with them in 5 years is kind of exciting. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Wow.
So I count that as definitely a personal win. And for me, speaking is, I used to compete as an improv speaker when I was in high school. Like I am one of those people, you know how they say people are like deathly afraid of speaking? Well, I love the sound of my own voice at the risk of sounding like a narcissist. I totally am not. I just love speaking.
Totally. And
so there's that Digital Selling Conference coming up in Houston on February 15th. Then there's a massive, massive real estate conference called Impact Agent University happening in New Orleans on April 11th and 12th. So excited to kind of be
wow.
And in the conference space.
Yeah, and that's so huge. And so for someone, because you obviously have experience in the past speaking and competing and all of that, how did you get hooked up with the other conference in New Orleans?
The same thing. You know, it's all about meeting people via social media. Yep. I never pitched a conference. I never pitched an organizer. All I did is I created a foundation online where I displayed my expertise in a very specific subject matter. And it's one that people need to know. People mm-hmm. need to know social media. They want to know social media. And by preaching about it, by researching it, by sharing that knowledge, by creating not only just all my social media profiles are about it, my email list is about it, my publications that I write for display that, the press that I've been featured in also shares that, I talk about it on podcasts. And sure enough, when you create enough content about something, a specific subject area, people find you and they start to take notice and they start to connect, you know, they start to connect about it. So same thing with that organizer. We were introduced when he said, hey, I'm looking for a speaker. One of the friends that I made through social media said, hey, I know someone who could be good for your conference. She's an expert in social media. Well, he was skeptical at first because I hadn't done too much speaking prior to.
Sure.
And this is a fairly large conference. So I was like, hey, I totally understand. Let me just add you into my Facebook group. It's private space. You'll be able to see all of my Facebook live videos that I do to get a feel for my knowledge and everything like that. And that's kind of all it took. He went to a few lives. He saw that I actually knew my stuff. It wasn't just motivational. There was a lot of tactics given and brought me on board.
I think, and you know, what I love the most too, just with chatting with you, is just, you know, it's being authentic is what's winning. And mm-hmm. I think it always has. And just hearing everything about what you're doing, I just love that it's coming from such a good place, such an organic place. And then you understood that it's something you liked and that you wanted to be able to monetize and you wanted to have fun and you wanted to add value. And I feel like so many people talk about that nowadays, but you're actually living it and doing it. And it's just, it's so amazing. And just congrats on all of that. That's just like,
yeah,
it's really, really great and refreshing to hear. And, you know, and that's what we're doing on our end. It's beginning to network a little bit more. And I'm just really happy that we got a chance to like sit here and chat with you and, you know, we want to continue to meet people. And I think it's really great. Like, I love what you're doing.
She's amazing.
Well, likewise. I mean, you guys are killing it both. I'm a huge fan. You know, there's only very few people that I've been following for as long as Alyssa and I have been connected now. So you are well on your way to just, you know, continuing to do what you love, meeting people, sharing people's stories, sharing your own stories, and a big congrats on the book that was recently published as well too. I mean, that's a massive, massive achievement. And of course, on the engagement as well too. I mean, these are all phenomenal, wonderful, amazing things. So I'm equally inspired by the both of you and how much you're doing.
You are so sweet. Thank you. Now, is your big announcement live yet that I know about that we're like, have you announced it yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, congrats, but we can't talk about it here.
With a few people, but yeah, some big changes are underway in my life as well too. And within a couple of months, I guess, things will come into fruition, all these things that we've been working on in the background and stuff. So
congrats. No, we're really excited for you. And you know, we definitely want to link up and really pick your brain and really talk about we're really interested in your coaching. And would love to dive into that. But before we go, for our listeners, where can people find you? Like your Instagram, Facebook, or websites, or anything that you'd like to share?
Sure. My website is just saniakhilje.com. So SaniaKhilje.com. Same things, just at Sania Khilje on Instagram is how people can find me. They can find me under the same name on LinkedIn. My personal Facebook page, they can find me there, or they can find me through Losers to Legends on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm very responsive on all of my social media platforms. I'm very responsive through email. If anyone has a genuine question, I always do try to help. So, and I guess a word for everyone out there is don't be afraid to message someone just because they have a, you know, certain number of followers. Our job is to make sure that we're connecting with our audience. So I definitely try to touch base with each one who has a question.
That's just so perfect and amazing. I was going to ask you to leave us with the tip of the day, but that, I mean, you've given us so much knowledge and so many nuggets today.
Well, good. I'm glad. I hope everyone who watches this really enjoys this show. And if anyone's on the fence about starting a business or a blog, I hope they take the deep dive into doing it. And of course, if they're already started, they don't get frustrated by how difficult the process is, because my God, it's difficult and it takes a lot of work, and I hope they keep going with it.
Love it. Perfect.
Well, thank you again. This has been awesome. We appreciate your time and we're looking forward to connecting with you. And I know our audience really is going to enjoy this one. Yes. So thank you for all the nuggets. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both. And I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.